This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are, ready for another romp into the world of News Talk Radio from the point of view of the man on the top. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We go through the charts from Talkers that are published every week. Go to talkers.com. You can see this list of the top stories, the top people that have been in the discussion focus for the week of October 1st to the 5th. Michael, you're in the spotlight.
Take it away. This is so exciting. Yes, the beginning of October 2018, or we used to call it Rocktober. At number 10, we have the Major League Baseball playoffs. They are finally here after a very long season. And also at number 9, National Football Coalition. So there's a lot of good sports going on here in the fall. At number 8, the hacking of Facebook and a pay hike for Amazon workers. At number 7, talk about the midterm elections. And Elizabeth Warren is mulling, I like that word, she's mulling a 2020 run. At number 6, we have
humble
the U.S.
as she is.
What'd you say?
Humble as she is.
Oh, yeah, very. At number 6, we have the USMCA. MCA sounds like the YMCA. The USMCA trade deal. At number 5, we have the U.S.-China tensions. That's a pretty big story. All of these have been totally overshadowed by number 1. At number 4, we have the Keith Ellison allegations. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, the New York Times Trump wealth story. And at number 1, of course, the Kavanaugh investigation. On our people survey, we have football player Patrick Mahomes at number 10. He seems to be a phenomenon. At number 9, Jeff Bezos, Elizabeth Warren at 8. Justin Trudeau at number 7. Number 6, Keith Ellison. Number 5, a tie between Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham. Number 4, Jeff Flake and Susan Collins. Number 3, Christine Blasey Ford. Number 2, Brett Kavanaugh. Number 1, Donald Trump. It's been a week of Kavanaugh, Ford, Trump, and the Senate, and the FBI, and me too. Wow.
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 Wow. All right. So where do we begin here? I was listening intently, as I always do to you, when you said the word long season. I don't think anything feels like it's long anymore. The time that we have in our lives is so quickly fleeting, whether it be to enjoy things, to work on careers, whatever it is, the time, it seems like a split nanosecond. When we were in April, it was the beginning of the growing season, beginning of the good weather, the end of winter, and now we're approaching fall here in New England with a few of the leaves already changing. It just seems like a blink of an eye, Michael. Yeah. And in reality, I suppose it is, when you look at the history of the universe and all that stuff.
Do you still do that segment on your DJV show and on your weekend programs about the paranormal? And
yes.
Someday have me on as a guest to talk about time, because we don't have the time to talk about time on the level that time deserves. Time is one of the most interesting subjects, and of course, it does play into even the talk radio countdown show, because we're looking back at what's happening over a set period of time. Of course, the fact that we have our conversation once a week is a marker. We've been doing this for so many years that I actually, it's like telephone poles on the side of a highway into infinity. I've marked my life.
Great analogy. It's an analogy. Interesting.
Yeah, analogy. By these get-togethers, on especially at, you know, being at the end of the week.
Yeah.
It's a weekend program. Which it just is remarkable how the human mind cannot grasp the meaning of time.
Well, time doesn't really exist, and this may be part of your theory. By the way, if you're interested in what Michael's talking about, it's a show called Your Hidden Power, and you can listen to the podcasts at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Yourhiddenpowershow.com focuses on things like this. There are people who will philosophize and theorize that there is no time, that it only exists for we've created it, like we've created religion and so many other things for our own comfort, for our own ability to, you know, kind of put things all together.
Yeah, to make sense of things.
Yeah, but then when you think about it, the perfection of a 24-hour day and what happens as we circle the sun and the moon circles our planet and the things that go on here in perfection. Perfection. It is a fascinating, not the subject matter for here, but anyway, I just, I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm
I'd love to do that with you because I've actually been talking a lot about time this week on news talk shows that I've either guest hosted or appeared on as a guest. Time does play an amazing role in the following of the news. And especially radio.
Do you mind explaining a little further?
Because we're dealing with a cycle they call a new cycle. Anytime you use the word cycle, you're talking about the artificial measurement of time. And the more things that happen, the more our minds play games with us as to how long a period of time has taken place during these series of events. And one of the things about the Trump era, with the constant news, the constant headlines, the constant moving forward of stories, it's wreaked havoc on the natural rhythms that the journalism industry has been used to and that people are used to in terms of digesting stories. So time has actually played a major role in the coverage and the following of news. I mean, it's not an accident that one of the major publications of news is called Time Magazine. Mm-hmm. How about the New York Times? Time is intrinsically...
The Los Angeles Times.
Times. These times in which we live. When does time stop being these times and becomes them times? It's a very interesting process.
The Dems, Dads, D's, and Does.
Yeah, no, it's, I think about these things because they're the fundamental platform upon which we play this game. So, enough said. Shall we go on?
I'm with you on this, and this is the only place you're going to hear a conversation like that. It's okay, because I think it is appropriate. We have a lot of things in our brown bag in terms of conversation. The mainstay here is to discuss the stories and the nuance that comes from the world of news talk radio, because that's our bread and butter. But the world is full of so many interesting things to talk about, and we've sort of been boxed in, I think, in terms of conversation.
I don't know. I haven't been.
What people's expectations are, Michael, I think sometimes. Our job here is to extol the value and virtue of what's going on News Talk Radio. And we stick to that. Sometimes you and I get off on a toot here and there because we have, I think, and I can say this confidently, we both lead very interesting lives, have a lot of interesting people around us, and it makes for interesting stories, which is part of...
Well, would you like to have people on the radio who lead dull lives?
Well, I think sometimes...
Let me share with you my insights from my dull life.
The whole different... yanking my chain. But I think sometimes what happens... But some of the traditional news talk stations, the stimulation, you know how I love the phrase, more stimulating talk radio, but a lot of times you'll notice some stations have gone away from taking callers at all because the callers are not stimulating. The people who are on the air are stimulating, and isn't that why you go to...
Let me tell you something. My opinion, I hear what you're saying, and this is a big topic, folks, in the talk radio business as to... You know, what's interesting, what's not, what is the value and role of callers? My opinion, Doug, is that you get the, you know, you're a farmer. And if you plant a certain kind of seed, you're going to get a certain kind of crop. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get apples if you plant oranges. And I believe, I deeply believe, you get the quality of calls that you sow. You reap what you sow. If you do intelligent, colorful, radio discussions, you'll be amazed at the fish that jumps out of the water into your boat. And I find that quite often the calls reflect the level of conversation on the air.
Hmm. That's profound and, yes, true. I would agree with you 100%. It's going to follow. Callers are going to follow what the host is doing. So
Maybe
that says something in and of itself of what's going on. Let's talk about something else that's going on. A way to slow down your aging process. That always gets people's attention when you talk about slowing down what we were just talking about, the ravages of time. There's something rejuvenating in a superfood that has organic fruits and vegetables, 55 of them, all put together in either a capsule or a powdered form. It's called Texas Superfood. It is completely organic. Texas Superfood Complete Organic contains the nutrients of 55 all-natural, all-organic raw fruits and vegetables, picked at the peak of their nutritional perfection. No toxic chemicals, no sprays, none of the stuff that we all talk about, the herbicides, pesticides that are anathema to having good food in your body. American Cancer Society, American Heart Association, and your grandmother probably too, says you ought to eat five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Probably don't do that. That's where Texas Superfoods come in. Let's go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see what they have. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. Just see what there is there. Understand how this rejuvenating superfood actually works. People who are in climates where this sort of thing is their mainstay are in incredibly good health. So join that group. Find out what's there. I'm giving you the opportunity by telling you about Texas Superfoods to go to the website, TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, and just see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55. Man, what a great phone number that is, huh? 855-TEXAS-55.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with colitis 2 years ago, and this has completely changed my tummy issues. It's an honest-to-God truth statement, true statement. It literally has saved my tummy issues. Completely changed it. I was hospitalized for 5 days. You know, knock on wood and all of that, and thank you for fiber and spice. It's an amazing, amazing staple in my life.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to return to those thrilling days of today. The overview from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we do this. We go through all of the stories. And by the way, we sort of, there's a shortened, abbreviated version of this, which you can find at talkradiocountdownshow.com as well. So, the business of midterm elections, the pulp of what happens in News Talk Radio is around politicians and the stories of their being elected. And I wonder, you and I both are residents of Massachusetts, and one of our senators, has decided she thinks she wants to run. And one wonders what will happen if she does, given the sort of the memory of Trump and his the antics on stage with the people that were up there against him. Why would somebody want to be subjecting themselves to that?
I think she's a tough cookie. She's a tough cookie.
I find her annoying as hell. But
well, they're both annoying.
Trump is not annoying.
Okay. Well,
I'm starting to like about it that way. I'm getting accustomed to his face. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's another thing. I mean, he doesn't really give a damn about what people think about him, obviously. But if in fact, because some of his ideas really are good and they are very timely. So if I just imagine every once in a while as I'm driving along, what if imagination goes wild and thinking what could happen if somebody like with Trump's ideas and his knowledge and his like go-gettism, if he had a better personality, how much more he could accomplish.
I think that you just hit the nail on the head. I think that you just hit the nail on the head. Mm. See, Elizabeth Warren would provide a counterpoint to the policies and the theory, but
she's as annoying as he is. Annoying.
If there were a conservative who was true conservative values at this particular time, which includes empathy, which includes politeness, which includes presidentiality, dignity, and an awareness of where to compromise and to understand how to make consensus as opposed to division, we'd have a heck of a president.
You know, it's interesting how people react to some things that you say on the radio. I'm sure you've gotten this over the years. I used to do a much more political program, as you know, and I am, most of my philosophy is right of center, but I abhor a bedroom politics. And so when people ask me what I am, I don't really give them an answer because I don't really want to, but I'll play a little bit and say, well, I'm a real conservative because I really believe I am. The word, if you understand what the word means, I'm a wordsmith. Conserve means to save. And when it comes to the waste, the fraud, the abuse in government spending, it is anathema to me and to everybody else who thinks in those terms. If you actually think about what the value is of your work, what you contribute to our country in terms of paying your way, and how that money is frittered away, wasted, with no real caring for the source. Politicians don't give a damn.
Well, politicians are neither conservative nor liberal. The liberals are anything but liberal. Yeah. They're among the most intolerant people I've ever seen.
Awful.
And
yeah.
The conservatives are not conservative at all. They're spendthrifts, and they want to have government intrusion in your life, even though they say they don't. Yeah. They're all full of it.
Yeah, and that you just encapsulated again. You the term liberal. Free. Liberal means to be free. Free.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean you can't be conservative and liberal. I think I am, and I think you are.
Well, the best of both make for a good operation.
Where is that person? You're president, I'm vice president. Let's start the movement right now at 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It appears Brett Kavanaugh will get Senate confirmation to the Supreme Court Saturday, but there will be one Republican not voting for him, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court. At this time, it is as hard a choice, probably as close a call, as any that I can ever remember.
Rather than voting no, she'll vote present as a courtesy to Montana Senator Steve Daines, who will miss the vote to attend his daughter's wedding, since it won't change the outcome. The same group, but different name, the world-famous Mormon Tabernacle Choir, will now be called the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. Church President Russell M. Nelson announced back in August that Mormon would be stripped from the church's full name. Latter-day Saints will be an accepted shorthand. The group has been known as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir since 1929. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To continue our march into your heads on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison is here, as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael runs Talkers Magazine. I run My Life in a Circle.
You run a lot of enterprises. I think that there are three of you. I think that you are one of the early prototypes of artificial intelligence. I'm convinced you're an android.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you have these
as opposed to a robot.
Well, I don't really suspect you're an android, but the fact is it's amazing how much energy you have.
I think life is fabulous, and I think life is worth living. Every once in a while I get slowed down by stuff that I have no control over, and that's probably a good thing because it forces you to look at the important people in your life who are adding to your success, because you never do it. You're not successful because it's just you. You've picked the good people. You've worked hard at finding opportunities that always involve other people. It isn't just on your own. But why did your publication work when most of the other trades have not? Why is Talkers still around? That is why is my program. By the way, this week is the 30th anniversary of what now is the DJV show, but which started in October of 1988 as the Good Day program. So 30 years, and I would say that most people acknowledge that it were not for my stick-to-itiveness, I wouldn't have survived in this arena. Neither would you. This is something that required, I'm just looking at a moment. I've been cleaning out some of the old stuff in my life and trying to focus on the now and the new. I found an old copy of a Talkers magazine. The cover is a picture of you and me and about a dozen other people who were in Israel in March of 2001. And I realized as I look at this picture, the only people who are still surviving are you, me, and Alan
and Moses.
Stock. Yeah, and Moses. Well, Stock might be considered Moses in a manner of speaking. So it just is interesting to look at that and think about how it is that we have survived. Is it because we are who we are, or what? Yeah, maybe that's a It gets
survival. Survival is the ultimate success, and survival. You know, back to that thing of time and space. Space time.
Yeah.
Longevity is one of the elements that we include when we evaluate the success levels of people in our business for our heavy hundred and for things of that nature.
Yeah.
Longevity is definitely a factor. If you're a flash in the pan, you in the moment could seem like the top of the world, but that could be yesterday very quickly. And there's a lot of elements that go into this, but life is a passing parade, and eventually we will no longer be doing this either, and
right.
No one will care.
I'll be doing it, but it's, well, I don't know, we'll care.
What I'm saying is eventually nobody is above being replaced by the times and by new things of interest. The human ego, especially with people who are driven for success or driven for fame and fortune, whether you're the Pope or the President of the United States or an emperor or a superstar or anything, eventually it all evens out and nobody cares. And understanding that is true wisdom,
yeah.
As opposed to the pomposity and the self-delusion that the human ego can create in terms of how you see your life.
There aren't many people around like Moses and Jesus. And in fact, you think about Lincoln and Washington, Disraeli, name a number of people. Probably you can count them on two hands, the number of people who have lasting power and have stayed with it. In certain industries, there are people that are more well-known. I just actually turned to a page in this issue, the Talkers Magazine of March 2001, in which you interviewed me. And the thing starts out, I'm just chuckling to myself, you could maybe just reprint this for the 30th anniversary. Doug Stephan is one of the most successful, longest-running independent radio talk show hosts in America today.
Longest-running, back in 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I, between Limbaugh and me, there's actually nobody that's within 5 years of the record, I think that.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember when Marconi came to me with the idea to invent a radio.
Yeah.
I told him that his name would go down in history someday.
Uh-huh. All right, let's go back to the list of stories. People are actually on the people list. Keith Ellison. What does that name do for you?
Not a thing. I had to say when my staff brought that to me, who the hell is he?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And what did they tell you?
He's a congressman who's the deputy head of the DNC, who's running for he's running for attorney general in his state, and he has been accused by his girlfriend of beating her up. It's one of those. It's a
Me Too
story.
Is there anybody who hasn't been touched by this? So that's why I brought it up, because no matter what field you're in, but politics and entertainment seem to be where that stuff is showing up. But in regular business,
only because that's where we have celebrities. This is happening all across the board in terms of business, in terms of life.
Yeah. And where does it stop?
It stops when we change the educational system and we change. It comes down to boys growing up thinking that getting girls is some type of a rite of passage and a hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And both genders have to be educated how to change that and deal with it. The amount of sexual assault that went on in high school and college when I was there, and I've been talking to 20-year-olds, and it's still going on, is appalling because it's considered sociologically acceptable. Sexual assault can be in the form of snapping a girl's bra or trying to get a feel or any number of slimy ways to have intimate connection to her that seems either accidental or appropriate or just the hunt, chasing someone. If you look back at old movies and you listen to old songs, stalking was socialized as stick-to-itiveness. Keep asking the girl. Keep at it. You'll eventually break her down. It's amazing watching 50s movies and 60s movies and 70s movies and the things that were considered normal by our present level of awareness. So I think that both sexes have to be educated differently. I think that we have been way off the mark as to what's fair, appropriate, and dignified. And I think that's the answer to your question.
How do we get... I don't want people to think the way we do because we think we're right. I want people to think... Just think.
Don't believe me, they're not going to think the way we do but just because we're saying that.
No, they aren't. Of course not.
It's not our job to tell people what
we
think. It's our job to tell people what we think.
We have a sea change going on now.
Yeah.
It isn't fast enough for some women, and it isn't fast enough to, in terms of the education of men, because it starts at home. Environmental impact is what determines who you're going to be, what kind of a person you're going to be, whether whatever is acceptable at home is going to be acceptable, is going to be what you live, your credo. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so if this stuff is, if your father was like that, chances are you're going to be like that. And so there is a difference between men and women here. And it's, I think it's silly for us to try to figure out what women actually are thinking of what they've gone through.
I know what women are thinking because I ask them. I talk to them.
Yeah, okay.
And I see what they're going through. Mm-hmm. And I see that not all women understand that. And I don't say all women are victims and all women are innocent. I mean, the thing that makes this so profound is that a lot of women are either taking advantage of this now or causing a lot of their own problems.
Yeah,
but I would say as a generalization,
for the fact that you and I say that, some women would find that outrageous.
Of course they're going to say it. Of course they're going to say it. People hear what they want to hear in a polarized society. People who have an axe to grind will take whatever you say out of context and not understand the spirit of it or the larger picture. That's the risk you run being on a show like this.
Right. And then you start thinking to yourself, and I do it all the time now. I'm surrounded by three women on the air every day.
Oh,
and I wonder
gosh.
Sometimes as I'm having a conversation, are they going to take what I say the wrong way? And or are they going to take it the right way? Or do they know me? Or do they care enough to take it the right way or the wrong way? Because it's whether I'm saying it, you're saying it, they're saying it, it's filtered by your own experience. And your experience is based on what you have grown up around. And if you can shake some of that stuff, it's taken me a lifetime to shake some of the stuff that I grew up around,
mm-hmm.
and it's still, you know, it's still there. But the fact that you can work on it, know that you need to focus on it, is, I suppose, a step in the right direction, hopefully.
Well, yeah, and just because you're talking about something doesn't mean you're claiming to be above being subject to the very syndrome you're complaining about.
No.
I mean, you know, we could recognize faults without necessarily claiming that we don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, having the fault is the first step toward understanding it.
Right.
Oftentimes when I'm in a conversation like this on a talk show, I say, hey, look, I'm not claiming that I'm not beyond it. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a sinner. But being a sinner, I understand what sinning is.
See, I think we need to define sinning better because I don't think
well,
I'm
I mean
a sinner.
That figuratively.
Well, yeah, but have I said things that would today be considered inappropriate in
all
my
the
life?
Time,
yes,
all the time. I've had to keep you out of trouble 1,000 times on this program and others that we've done. You've said things. I roll my eyes. I go, oh my gosh, Doug is going to get in trouble for that.
Can you believe he just said that? For example, are you spending too much time in the bathroom? Do you have inflammatory bowel disease, IBS, Crohn's disease, other things, ulcerative colitis? Ugly things to talk about, but yet 30 million people in America have this problem on a regular basis. My experience, well, I don't want to tell you about my experience, but let's just say that I've had my issues when it came to what's going on in my body. We all do. Food is so different today than it was when we were kids because of the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, the processing. So our system is different, like it or not, it's different than what we went, how we lived 60, 50 years ago. And that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, teas that are grown in America. Fabulous. I have a cup, I just went downstairs to get another cup of this because I'm now going through a couple of cups a day when I'm on the air because it does make, I can feel my body cleansing itself. And it's pretty dramatic. You can go to the website for Life Change Tea, which is getthetea.com, and look around there and see the pictures of what your gut looks like if it's not healthy, and what it looks like after you've had a course for 6 or 7 weeks of this miracle tea, Life Change Tea. Take my word for it, it really, really, really does work. A lot of benefits. The tea that makes you go, power washing your innards, if you will, is Life Change Tea. Cleanse your body, be happy about your body, go to getthetea.com. You can't get this in any stores. You go to getthetea.com, use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship the tea to you free. Get ready for more energy, your body feeling better. Getthetea.com for a Life Change Tea. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories this week from number 10 to number 1. Actually, two places occupied where, whilst we look at Rome burning, Nero is fiddling with number 10 and number 9, both of them focused on what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoffs and with the season well underway. So that occupies a lot of time on Sports Talk Radio. At number 8, the hacking of Facebook. And what that means to 50 million Americans. Number 7, midterm elections, and then the speculation begins as to who will run for president. It's only 2 years from now, folks. Let's see here. Number 6, trade dealings. Tension between the United States and China is number 5. Keith Ellison, the allegations against him, number 4. The investigation into the election of 2016, my God, still is there. The New York Times Trump wealth story is number 2, and the Kavanaugh investigation is number 1 this week.
In combat, service members count on their brothers to have their backs. Yet when they return home to face the emotional, medical, and financial challenges of being a veteran, who has their back then? The answer is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides counsel along with a wide range of support and unwavering advocacy through various programs like the National Service Officer Program, as well as grant and scholarship programs. They provide the care, love, and support our heroic veterans so badly need and deserve. The Purple Heart Service Foundation would be able to do that without support from people like you. Together, let's honor their sacrifice with our service. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Donate on behalf of a veteran you know. Join me in honoring the brave men and women who ensure our freedoms. Visit givetopurpleheart.org.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TOPLOSS.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TOPLOSS.com.
All right. So the lists here, you can find them at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Who did you interview in the Michael Harrison interview this week?
A fellow by the name of Mark Gober, who wrote a book claiming that the human brain is not the source of consciousness, but rather receives consciousness the way a radio antenna picks up signals, and that the consciousness of the human being comes from the quantum field or from the universe itself. It's fascinating. It's not really a radio discussion or a communications discussion. It's philosophy.
Well, it's kind of like we were talking about earlier in the program, the Your Hidden Power show. It sounds like he belongs on that show.
He certainly does. Check it out. You might even want to talk to him. MHinterview.com. Next week, we talk with Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Bruce!
Yes.
How many people even remember Cousin Bruce? That would be a great conversation.
Many.
He's 87. Did you know that?
No. I know he's in his 80s. I didn't know it was 87. Yeah. And he does a show on Sirius XM that's very popular.
I listen to it all the time. Do you?
Yes, I do. And I used to listen to him when I was 12.
He's one of surviving disc jockey in the
country. Surviving big time jock. Yep.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, that'll be good. Cousin Brucie!
That's right.
All right, Cousin Michael! This is the Talk Radio, you may not know that, but this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to bring in the professor. That's how now I'm going to call you the professor. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer as well, but he teaches law at Bentley University here in the Boston area. So he joins this week's Talk Radio Top 10 with an overview of the legal aspects of some of our topics. Number one, the Kavanaugh investigation. I don't see, he's a lawyer and understands the law, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see how he can ever be effective. That's maybe too bad because he might be a great legal man. I don't even know whether he is or not. It's all been so blemished by all of the hooting and hollering. Is he? Maybe I'd ask that from your point of view because you're a legal scholar and you teach up-and-coming lawyers. Is Kavanaugh, are his rulings historic? Is anything that he's done stand out? Is he a great jurist?
Nothing in particular. Certainly nothing that I would say would otherwise disqualify him. Actually, if I were a senator, I would follow the lead. And this was extraordinary when former Justice John Paul Stevens said that Judge Kavanaugh doesn't have the temperament for the court. The thing that's bothered me the most has been the manner in which he has responded to this, and that really is quite telling. But you know, his legal history, and there is a lot of it, is okay. You know, he's not a great legal scholar. We've had people on the court before who weren't. We've had some that are, but I'm more bothered by a temperament, what I find non-judicial.
I don't even know. I mean, maybe as you put it that way, I might think about it. I just think that he's been blemished so much that nobody's going to take seriously anything he does, and maybe that's too bad because he might have been, you know, but it becomes a political fight. Most of the people that support Kavanaugh don't know anything about him, really, other than he was appointed by Trump. That's all they know. And it's become right versus left, and, you know, he's, yeah, the expressions, whether it be crying or anger, I mean, I felt badly for the guy when he was crying, even if it didn't seem like it was, I mean, I...
Oh, yeah, I think he was genuine. I think he was genuinely angry.
And maybe that's the thing. I hadn't thought about it that way, Steve. But in terms of what is proper for being on the court, those sorts of expressions just don't hack it. That's not what we expect. There's a formality to this. And we brought it into the gutter with the political points of view that we have here, and it's just, it's pretty...
It is. The divisiveness is incredible in this country, and I don't know how we're going to get back from that and start listening to each other.
Yeah. So who do you think, just as an aside, now you're making, I'm mulling this over as we're talking, of the Supreme Court justices, who do you think are the scholars that are there now?
Because that
really is what you need. This is a professorial job. Somebody like you, someone who is immune almost to the vagaries of the outside world and the foolishness of the news media, all that stuff. Someone who is so focused. I believe Scalia was like that, frankly. I think Ginsburg may be like that. Go ahead. Who else?
It's very, very interesting when you say that, because I was not a huge fan of Justice Scalia's philosophy, but he was a genuine legal scholar, and it would be interesting when sometimes he would shock people who weren't familiar with his philosophy and think he was just political, when he would come out with a ruling against what they thought he would, because he wasn't political. He was looking at the law in a certain
He was fashion. The perfect example of someone, we know what your politics are, but they don't interfere with your judgment. And I think to a point, Roberts has sort of demonstrated that a little bit, unpredictability. You mentioned Ginsburg, but there are the others. What do you think?
Roberts and Ginsburg, to me, stand out. Again, it is because I do think they are legitimate legal scholars. They may differ. And I think it's interesting that Justice Scalia, who was so opposite of Justice Ginsburg, they were the best of friends, and I think there was a great respect there.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's what we're missing. You see that in the old days when we were kids, the way the senators, not necessarily ever in the House, but in the Senate, there was a club there, and they all pretty much belonged to the club, and they respected each other, and you never felt the discord that we do now.
Not like we
do
now.
Didn't. You never felt that. And I wonder who's responsible for that. And as you said, how do we get it back if we can? Interesting philosophy.
The enemy and he is us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You and I. Yeah. We spoil ourselves from within. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on this week's and every week's Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.